Good morning. Oh, what a night. I don't know how this is going to work. My wife's mad at me. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. I've tried to mess with the volume. Hopefully this is louder, but not too loud. I'm just 5 o'clock. Get up and at it. Get everything ready. The wife is not a fan of the new alarm clock, so I may be sleeping in this studio here on out. So everybody's piling in here. All right, we can see in here. Let's get this party started. What do you say? Let's remind the listeners. We're brought to you by MyBookie. And right now, if you use promo code SEC, they will give you 100% deposit match. So this is the time. I'm telling you, I'm looking at some of these over-unders. This is the time to get your bets in. I've talked to a lot of folks that says, hey, I'm really high on this team. I'm really low on this team. If you've got an inside track, now's the time to get those bets in. And if you go through MyBookie, you will get 100% match guarantee. Take advantage of this. Help the show. Help Cousin Shane. It always helps when more people sign up when I'm on than Mike's on. Then Mike's like, hey, we can continue to do this. All right. So that being said, what the hell did we miss last night? I'm tell you what. At first, I thought it was a slow night, and my morning was absolutely ruined. Absolutely ruined. I don't know who else got this in their inbox, but I will not be attending the 2026 Masters. The lotto, I just can't win. Just cannot win. Saw a couple of folks online talking about their... I feel like I got to know somebody. I don't know what it is. I don't have hair. I can't lose weight. You know, you'd think something would go my way, like a Masters ticket. But no, I mean, I put in for the practice. I put in for the girls. I just want to get in there and spend money. But not this year, not next year. So if you got an extra ticket, I don't know if, yeah, if you got an extra ticket, let me know. I will definitely go down there. But all right, other news. We were talking about Georgia. Georgia making the news yesterday. Well, they will not be outdone by the Florida Gators. Breaking: Florida offensive lineman Devin Manuel arrested for misdemeanor DUI, felony possession of a concealed weapon. Apparently, redshirt senior offensive lineman was driving under the influence. Also, I think he had a Glock, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, as we observed in plain view, a Glock 20 pistol tucked between the front seat and the center console. According to the report, when it was loaded with the 14 rounds, but not chambered, and also found a vape that had the words THC on the front passenger floorboard. According to arrest reports, officers took samples for Manuel further testing. The 22-year-old Manuel was booked into jail and released on bond. So we're back, baby. You know, this is what happens. Kids are showing back up at campus, apparently with vape pens and Glock 20s down there. But this is what else was on my feed. This was probably like the leading thing. I didn't even know this was in consideration. I would like to shake the hand of the guy in the board meeting that says, you know what this conference needs? And by this conference, I mean the AAC. We need a mascot. Who the hell comes? Look at this here. So as a part of a sweeping rebrand, the American Athletic Conference on Monday formally changed its name to Americans Conference, ditched the acronym AAC, so it's no longer that. It also debuted the first mascot, Soar. So it got me thinking, what if the SEC had a mascot? So I asked ChatGPT, can you make me a mascot for the Southeastern Conference? It came back with the SEC Juggernaut. Well, that dude looks pretty mean. Looks like, and I will say this thing went in details talking about each one of the teams, but the juggernaut, just for shits and giggles, let's do the ACC. Yeah, that looks about right. Let's get into some other news. This one here, absolutely, this one made me sick. Anytime I hear the four-letter word Nico pop up, it just ruins my day. Kurt Herbstreit went on the podcast. I can't remember the name right offhand, but I did put it down here in the show notes. Talks a little bit about behind the scenes with Nico.
Where some people thought it was about money. I've heard from close sources it was more about Nico's dad going to Josh back in December before they played Ohio State. Like, hey, listen, you got to get better at offensive line and better at receiver. You got to get better around him if you want us to stick around, which blows my mind that a college quarterback's dad would do that to a head coach. And I think at the end of the day, when they got into spring ball, it was still more of you haven't brought people in to make him and this offense better. Again, I don't know if that's true, but that's what I was hearing.
Well, ain't that some shit, huh? I mean, it's bad enough that dad's out here trying to get money, but now he's trying to dictate who they bring to that locker room. See you later, Nico. Couldn't be more happy you're gone. And it's sad. It really is. You know, I don't watch. I mean, sometimes I get these in my feed, but the whole Britney Spears saga, I mean, I'm not saying that they're comparing here, but I do firmly believe there'll be a day when we get to a point where in Nico's life that he looks back and he's pissed at his father for holding him back, for not letting him do what he can do. I never understood this, and I'm a father. Okay. And I'm not a perfect dad. I'm going to be honest with you. I've got, in fact, a little behind the scenes, my Ring camera went off last night at 2:30 to 3:30. So that was awfully damn convenient. So I'm going to have a little talk with a 16-year-old when she wakes up, but actions, consequences. That, again, you're not here for parenting advice, but when the roles are reversed, I feel like it's so bad for the kid. There has to be some sort of intervention, and hopefully Nico gets the opportunity to play in the NFL, and hopefully he'll come in contact with somebody that can take these leeches off of him, because it feels like that's what it is. So, again, I'm not in Nico's camp. I don't know his family. But everything I've heard, everything I've seen, I feel more and more bad for Nico and the situation. But hey, we're not here for doom and gloom. We're here for positivity this morning as we reach out for our Tuesday. And I want to give a shout out to Cousin JR showing up. Sorry, I am not good with the jingles yet, but Cousin JR, I do really appreciate you. And let's see, Scumlord, welcome to the family. And I think there was another one here. Let's see. Yes. Yeah. No. All right. Well, anyway, JR, you're freaking awesome. Seriously, I wish you were over here hanging out. We could be drinking coffee, talking about Georgia football. Hey, it's nice. We did an arrest report and Georgia wasn't in it, right? So, all right. Back to see. All right. So we got the Nico thing. I'm going to hit on this. I want to be crystal clear here. I do not have any sources. I do not have anything in concrete, but I have heard that another Tennessee player, Boo Carter, has not been in practice. So I don't want to speculate what that is, but it is something to note, something to keep your eyes on. Hopefully, this thing will be resolved. This kid's got you talk about super talented. This is one of those guys that is going to blow up the Southeastern Conference. But sometimes it's between the ears, and I don't know, again, what's going on there, so I don't want to speculate, but just kind of keep your eyes on that one. Another interesting nugget I got last night, Alex Miller, and I want to thank the Cousins. You know, if you see something, you're like, hey, Shane, let's bring this up in the morning recap, you know. please tag me. Let me know what it is. We got a lot of awesome voicemails. Not going to be able to get to them all today, but that link will be in the notes. So if you want to leave voicemail and be a part of the show, you can. This show is our show, okay? It's completely organic. And if I don't have any help from the cousins, this show gets pretty damn short pretty quick. But back to this one here. Alex Miller posted, Texas A&M student athletes received a combined $51.4 million in NIL compensation July 1st, 24 to June 30th, 2025, according to figures received through Open Records. Men's sport received combined $49.2 million. And that's what eight wins will get you. Just kidding. I'm not giving them a hard time. NIL, this is where we're at. Shared revenue. This is the news. This is what we're talking about. Hell, they're even talking about it in Kentucky. Matt Jones says, I'm told that the report today about basketball getting significantly more NIL at Kentucky than the other schools is not true to the degree stated. I am told the football folks feel the rev share level for UK football is very competitive with the rest of the SEC. Unfortunately, UK football is not competitive with the rest of the SEC. In fact, Nick Roush, I don't know if we posted that interview yet. It's a pretty fascinating interview. We did talk about this. So revenue share could go to a specific team, basketball. I mean, it would not blow my mind. In fact, if you read the comments under that one, I would say 70% of them are okay with giving that money to the basketball team. Sad, but true. That's just how it is. All right, last but not least, let's do today's list. Today's list is brought to you by Barrett Salee. Great guy, wonderful singer. Came out with a list, SEC coaches ranked by who would win a fight. Some interesting names on here. He had Brent Venables. How quick, for the audio listeners, we got Brent Venables, number one, Clark Lee, Steve Sark, Kirby, Billy, Shane Beamer, Jeff Lebby, Kalen DeBoer, Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze, Mike Elko, Sam Pittman, Brian Kelly, Josh Heupel, and Drink. A couple of things that stand out to me here. For starters, Drink. I'm not saying it because I like the guy. I'm saying it because there's no way in hell Brian Kelly's going to whoop his ass. Drink literally jumped into a grown man's arm. Brian Kelly hasn't jumped since the 90s. So get his ass toward the bottom here. Sam Pittman, bless his heart, I think at one point ruled this list. But since that hip surgery, I would also have Sam Pittman, even though he's at 13, a little lower here. Josh Heupel. Dude, listen. Big guys with strong cores are athletes. And I'm telling you right now, Josh Heupel still got it. Wasn't that long ago he was slinging the rock. I guarantee you he's going to beat half these people on the list here. So I would move him up. Hugh Freeze, I'd move down. I don't give a shit how much he's golfing. He's just not athletic. Mike Elko, I mean, this, again, muscle mass. You get on him. I'd like Mike Elko a lot higher here. He's also, let's not forget, the smartest damn one in here. So he's not just going to come at him with brute force. He's going to have a strategic plan lined up. Coach Stoops, get him down. Lane Kiffin, you know, this is a funny one because Lane, he is athletic. I mean, he's playing pickleball all the time, but yeah, I'd probably have him higher. He is an athlete, but he's also sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was a brawl of 16, Lane Kiffin would be the first one to create camps, if you will. You know, I remind Game of Thrones. You remember the one guy that's always behind the scenes? I can't remember his name. I can't remember. I don't want to misquote it. But it's that guy. He's like a puppet master. So I would imagine Lane Kiffin would be further up this list if it was like a Royal Rumble style or a Survivor type deal, just because we all know Lane Kiffin. Let's focus on the top here. Kalen DeBoer, I'm good with this one. Jeff Lebby, good with this one. Again, young, athletic. I mean, big guy, but again, youth is important. Beamer's probably came down a little bit, but still very athletic. Now, the absolute beast on this one here is Billy Napier, Clark Lee, and Brent Venables. And if you've never met them, and no particular order, these guys are absolute dogs. Clark Lee, I wouldn't mess with. Seriously, like, if I had a ideal goal, like, I'm trying to cut some LBs, you guys know this, I'm playing some golf and stuff, like, he's the finish line for me. Bald, good-looking, athletic, give me that. Don't necessarily need to run Vanderbilt, but Billy Napier, another one. You know, he's getting plenty of rest down there in Florida. He is also bigger than he looks, like, or like on TV. If you've seen him in person, you're like, oh shit, Billy Napier works out. Same thing with Venables. Venables just got that, I don't know, he's got that crazy in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? And that's the ones that, like, not only am I afraid that he would, like, beat me up, but, like, he wouldn't stop, you know, like, he would just attempted murder or something at the end of the day, just because I don't feel like there's a finish line. And I'm not calling Venables a murderer, but by God, if we got in a fight, I could see why he's at the top of this list. Sark, I'd probably move him down 5 or 6 area. Kirby Smart, a little surprising, also crazy, you know, and I mean, absolute. I mean, if you've ever seen some highlights, watch some highlights of Kirby on the sideline. Still got the speed, still got the jumps. This guy's a lot more athletic than he looks, plays golf well. I like Kirby in the top 5. So, fantastic list. Always wondered, you know, if this, I mean, obviously we're never going to have this, but if it did, I think Barrett, you did well. You did well. So, all right, let's get to some comments here and then we'll jump to the phone lines here. Make sure we didn't do any dumb calls last night. Let's see. Appreciate everybody chiming in. The Bingle, love this morning show. Oh, man. Well, thank you, cuz. I appreciate that. I wish I had a nice jingle. Again, you're going to have to bear with me with all the button stuff over here. I just got my mic turned up, for Christ's sake. But, yes, I do like it as well, and I appreciate you guys hanging out. And, yeah, all this is, again, I just want a quick recap of what I saw on my timeline last night. And then, more importantly, I want to get to you guys and answer any questions you have. The Bengal, I don't know if you're a Bengals fan, but by gosh, boy, they are in the news a lot. Glad we don't cover the NFL. Let's see here. Had another donation. Thank you, Sip. What size and brand TV should I upgrade to football watching this season? You know, one of the things that kind of surprises me about TVs is they're getting cheaper. My phone is getting smaller and more expensive, and I'm not getting an old man here, you know, the dim whipper. But I'm telling you right now, TVs, I wouldn't so much focus on one of them. I think what I've decided to do this year is purchase multiple TVs. Because, again, very good pricing. I'm sizing up my room right now. I'd like to have maybe 4. And, you know, you can get those Roku sticks or Amazon, whatever, properly label them, and you can have multiple games on at the same time. So that's the move. I will tell you, football watching, and I hate this for stadiums because, you know, you want people to go to the games and stuff like that, but damn, it is getting so nice watching football games here. YouTube Live, not a sponsor, should be. I absolutely love, if you got one TV, one large TV, they got the quad box that you can do. So I don't know if there is a right answer. If it's in the living room, it's got to be more than 70, in my opinion. If it's in your studio or office, or, you know, I think multiple 50s would be nice. Ideally, I want 4 of those. I keep looking. I've only got 1. So, but yeah, great question. All right, let's see. I don't think Shane's ever been in a fight. He does know how it works. It is true. The only fight I ever really got in was with my brother, the Flying Hawaiian. We had one pair. We weren't poor, but for some reason we only had one pair of boxing gloves. So I would get the left one because he's extremely weak, and then he would get the right-handed one. That's the extent of the fight. Usually ended in us actually getting mad at each other and him running off and yelling at mom, whatever. So, all right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's see. We got some great ones. And again, didn't get to all of them, but I promise you sooner than later, I will keep them rolling because this is going to be a daily occurrence. But this one, apparently I'm in a little trouble down in Atlanta.
Hello and good evening, gentlemen and staff at That ACC Podcast. My name is James Godfrey, and I'm the sheriff here on the West Wing of Atlanta Police Department here in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't mean to cause any alarm. However, we do need to make you and your team aware of the charges at hand. These are very serious. We've confirmed that someone on your staff who goes by Cousin Shane is a person of interest in this case. On July 18th, witnesses corroborated that a large and supposedly handsome gentleman claiming, "It just means more," as they proceeded to rampage on 37, yes, you heard right, 37 biscuits in what is now being called the Cracker Barrel Biscuit Massacre. The sick son of a bitch even packed his own apple butter thermos. Now, we here at the police department are willing to drop every single charge related to this incident if Cousin Shane can look at the camera and just tell the show that he believes in the Aggies. Giggle.
Deny. I, you know, honestly, didn't get in too much trouble down there. You know, when it is like walking on the face of the sun, Atlanta downtown on that asphalt is the last place you want to be, even at night. We pretty much stayed, unfortunately, no Cracker Barrel near the Omni. That's surprising, but did get a little Cracker Barrel last night. It was fantastic. And yes, if I need a lawyer, I will find one here. Let's see. Next one. Appreciate you, cuz. This one's coming from Micah. So, Cousin Micah.
What is your take on Marcel Reed in this Texas A&M offense?
Great question. And, you know, this is honestly one of those, and maybe because Texas A&M was toward the late, I mean, they showed up Thursday, and I feel bad. Media days, I wish they would fix this. Drink made the comment, the 12 sticking around. You know, unfortunately, this conference does have some favorites, all right? And the problem with having favorites is some teams get screwed. And I felt like Texas A&M was one of those. But later in the week, this is a team that came up. Marcel Reed, I mean, you look at stats. Like DJ Lagway, more touchdowns, less interceptions. But we talk about DJ Lagway more than Marcel Reed. Klein, second year in this offense. How many times have we seen an offensive coordinator on the second year take that step? I think the biggest thing for me is not Reed's talent, is Reed's role. Some of these teams, like DJ Lagway, Lenore Sellers, hell, even Arch Manning. I feel like these guys are going to have to take it to the level to make them be successful. Reed, I don't think, needs that. They may have one of the best running games in the damn country and a lot of returning production on an offensive line. I feel like this is more of a balanced system, but let's don't forget just how talented Marcel Reed. I mean, you probably talk about the toughest quarterback to tackle. That's that guy. So, yes, folks are sleeping on him. And when you look at past Heismans, and I'm not saying he's winning a Heisman, but there's a couple things I'm looking at, and Marcel Reed has all those pieces. So I'm expecting a huge year from him. And thank you, cuz, again, for the question. Now, this one, in closing, maybe the most disturbing one, but Landon, Cousin Landon, appreciate you sending this in.
You want me to tell you how good the Tennessee Vols are going to be this year? We're going to be so damn good this year, the SEC is going to start handing out emotional support dogs to all the visiting teams. Also, we're going to have warning labels up saying may cause opposing teams to cry, cramp, or fake injuries by halftime. I got one more thing else to say, too. This is my team. This is my Vols. We bleed orange. This is my team. Whether win or lose, we love them for the T. will win it all and go to the playoffs. This is my team. Go Vols.
So you're probably like, what the hell was that? I mean, if I didn't know context, I would say the exact same thing. There was a guy, and I tried to find him on TikTok, but apparently his handle has been deleted. But this cat right here sang that song, and I don't know if this may be Cousin Landon. I don't know. And if it is, you are the one that inspired me to make the bet that if Tennessee beats Alabama, I would perform this song. And if you missed it, here's the song. This is my team. This is my Vols. We bleed orange. This is my team. Whether win or lose, we love them. Pull the T, win it all, and go to the playoffs. This is our team. Go Vols.
How could your Tuesday could only get better from here on out. Cousins, I appreciate you guys hanging out. It's as always an absolute blast. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. And Mike would never let me play that. In fact, when he wakes up from his slumber, he's probably going to be like, what the hell? I've been trying to get him to play that video for. Here's the thing about that video. I got a couple minutes. My daughter, the one that's in trouble, she helped me record this thing. And then we go down here to the lake, and I swear, car after car, I'm like, dude, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. I felt like you should have seen the outtakes alone. This was as tough as that listen was, it was even tougher to make, but enjoyed the moment. Obviously, I enjoyed the win against Alabama. I'd sing that damn song every day if it meant we were going to be undefeated. But, hey, I will see you guys tonight. Don't forget, we'll be on at 7 o'clock. Check out the pod. I mean, we had Pate interview dropped, Cole Kublik. That was about an hour. That was an awesome one. Billy Lucci, we've got more coming your way. So just keep those notifications on. And as always, cousins, appreciate it. Have a great day. Stay out of jail.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.